I came to Canada as a government-sponsored refugee. In my experience, it's not easy to forget the journey you took and the struggles of settling. In 3 years or so, you get your citizenship and your life is somewhat in order. At that moment, you don't say you are a refugee. You say you are Canadian. Recently, I realized that you may get your Canadian citizenship in 3 years, but it's different from feeling that deep down in your heart. What I mean by that is there is a time or a point where you feel you belong, your contribution is valued, and you are given an opportunity to meaningfully engage in your community and the society at large. I became conscious of this last year when we had the Syrian refugees came to Canada. I was one of the community workers that welcomed the newcomers at the airport. It reminded me of myself that a long time ago, somebody welcomed me, which is an immigration officer at the airport in Calgary. I went through the same welcome process like the newcomers I just welcomed at the airport. I felt my life come to a full circle, and that was the first time I reached to the point I am talking about where I felt I'm Canadian in my heart. To me, that was such a profound change inside me, and I was surprised by that. All this time I was Canadian, I thought I was feeling Canadian, but this feeling was different. It was then I realized that settlement doesn't end in 3 years or 5 years. As far as I'm concerned, my settlement process lasted almost 30 years, you see. So settlement is not the physical adjustment of having a place to stay or a job. It's a process of transformation in your heart, in your conscious or unconscious mind, that you actually feel you belong.